morning. Thanks for sharing this part of your morning with us. The three finalists for the superintendent's position in Newton were in town yesterday as they interviewed with district administrators, supervisors, community leaders, and the school board. They took a tour of the district and the community. The finalists, Nicole Quaker, superintendent of the schools, the Tumwa Community School District, the past 4 years, served as superintendent of schools at West Marshall for 3 years prior to that. Also, Chad Strait, superintendent of schools at Belle Plaine for 6 years, shared position Belle Plaine and Tri-County the past 3 years. 9 years prior to that, he was the middle school, high school principal and activities director in the Boyer Valley School District in southwest Iowa. Third finalist, Thomas Messenger, superintendent of the Red Oak Community School District. He served that district the last 5 years. Prior experience includes serving as high school principal for the Burlington School District. Last night, Board of Education met in closed session to review the interview process that took place yesterday. They were hoping to be able to offer a contract to one of the finalists. The name of that chosen finalist not going to be released to the public until completion of a successful background check. Rural Colfax woman is suspended 12 days in jail next month for threatening to kill a Jasper County deputy and all his family. Authorities say 24-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Van Horn made the threat around 12:45 in the morning July 3rd as she was in the back seat of the deputy's SUV. She had just been arrested for domestic assault for allegedly pepper spraying a man at her Fan Avenue home just west Colfax. Deputy was taking her to jail. Van Horn pled guilty to first-degree harassment. She has served her jail time beginning Friday, March 6th. Rural Colfax woman's also been fined $625 and must pay a $100 surcharge. A 10-day jail sentence is to start today for a 36-year-old Newton woman who assaulted another woman last March. Court papers show that Amber Dawn Rogers entered a guilty plea to a March 12th assault in the 1800 block of North 11th Avenue East. Police reports as the victim got a scratch on her nose. Rogers reportedly pulled her car in front of the woman's vehicle, causing her to stop. She then opened the victim's driver's door, struck her in the cheek 4 to 5 times. Also accused of actually taking the victim's glasses off and hitting her again and putting the victim's car in park, attempting to take the keys from the ignition. She left the scene before police were called. Knoxville's police chief Dan Lasada has announced a retirement date. Just over 1 year ago, Lasada let city leaders know that he was planning to retire. He has been a police officer for 38 years, will retire May 15th, which is National Law Enforcement Memorial Day. That day, every year, is meant to remember and honor law enforcement officers who have died or been disabled in the line of duty. In retirement, Lasada plans to spend more time with his two grandsons who live on the East Coast. He's also expecting another grandchild soon. Also says he plans to stay in Knoxville for quite a while. 6 of 7 Republicans on an Iowa Senate committee have endorsed a plan to require more of the state's residents getting health care benefits through Medicaid to work or volunteer in their community. Senator Jason Schultz, Republican from Schleswig, is chairman of the Senate Labor Committee. Says the bill does have exceptions. The parents of young children and disabled Iowans would not be required to fulfill the requirement, but other adults between the ages of 18 and 64 would have to show state officials they're working 20 hours a week. Schultz says his constituents want the state's welfare programs to promote the Iowa work ethic.
They want to see people work if they can, and they also support that we are a well-off enough state and country that we can take care of the people who can't take care of themselves. So it's not mean-spirited what I'm hearing back home, but they are very frustrated when they know of neighbors who could get a job but are receiving public assistance benefits and kind of mocking the system.
That bill is now eligible for debate in the full Senate. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Van.